Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Lavender Lifestyle, the podcast on lifestyle design for millennials. My name's Eileen, and I'm here to guide you to become a master artist of life. You can create the life that you've always imagined. Life is an art. Make it your masterpiece. Today, we're going to talk about when not to follow your gut and why you need to make yourself get uncomfortable once in a while. So at the beginning of 2016, I made a video on my channel called My 2016 Theme. I'm not sure exactly what it was called, but it was about my theme for the year. And since like 2013, I've created a theme for each year. So a theme is just a word or a phrase that I want to really ingrain into my lifestyle. So it's something that I believe I need to work on for that year. So my theme for 2016 was to be bold. I actually had two themes. The macro theme was to be bold and the micro theme was to be consistent. But we're going to focus on the being bold part because we're going to talk about the times where I force myself to get out of my comfort zone. I force myself to do things that my gut doesn't really want to do, but I know is good for me. And in the end, I grow a ton and I experience so much more in the world than I would have if I didn't do whatever that thing is. 99% of the time, I try to use my gut and my intuition to help me make my decisions in life. From the littlest things like what should I eat today to like bigger things like what kind of video should I make, what direction do I want to take my life today or in this week, this month, this year, I always try to follow my intuition, which is also known as following your heart. But I like to say following your intuition because I feel like there's something in our intuitive senses, like it becomes physical too. Like sometimes our body is part of this feeling, like we have a physical sensation when we know something is good for us or something is bad for us. And I think the term following your heart, I mean, I love it, but I think some people think that is a little bit too dreamy and idealistic and not real. Whereas following your intuition, like it really is a part of your body and a part of your sense. It's a physical thing. But I've realized that sometimes it's not always in your best interest to just purely follow your intuition or follow what you feel inside. And this is just only in the case of when that intuitive sense comes from fear. And we all know that fear has a real purpose in our lives. Obviously, as human beings, our fear is created as a way to protect ourselves, to stay alive, basically, protect ourselves from any dangers in the world. Whenever there's something dangerous or risky and scary physically, our fear tells us not to go there so that we can stay alive and keep our species going. But so much of the fear that we experience today is really just first world fear. It's a lot of mental fear, a lot of social fears, just things that are not necessarily life or death situations. They're just a feeling of uncomfortability, a feeling of this is not what I'm used to, this feels different, and I just would rather just be comfortable and stay at home and, you know, see the people I know and do the things that I'm used to doing. I don't want to try anything new. So like I said, 99% of the time I let my intuition guide me, but that 1% of the time, I mean, it's probably more than 1% of the time when I feel the fear in me, that which is still part of your intuitive sense, like I realize that, you know, you don't always have to follow that. You can realize that there are times where you have to mentally push yourself outside of your comfort zone, push yourself to do something a little bit uncomfortable for you to grow and to experience more in the world. So because the theme of my year was to be bold, every time I had an opportunity or I had to make a decision about something, I would ask myself, am I being bold here? And I would always let the bolder side of me make that decision for me because so many times I'm always like in the middle. I'm very indecisive. I'm like, I could do this or I could not. And having that theme in my head, like be bold this year, make the bold choice, that forces me to get out of my comfort zone and just, you know, try new things, try more out in the world. So this past weekend, I found myself in two uncomfortable situations, not like horrible uncomfortable, but a good uncomfortable, the kind that I'm talking about, the kind where when I had the decision, like in my gut, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, do I want to do this? Do I not? But the bolder side of me forced myself to get uncomfortable and say yes. The first event was a marketing conference that was actually organized by my old boss from an internship that I did in college. So we've kept in touch through the years, and I get like emails about their events. So in one email, they asked if I knew of any influencers who would be able to speak at a panel for their marketing events. And I mean, something in me was like, I should apply. I should do it. So back then, it wasn't as scary. I was like, why not? I need to go out to these kinds of events. I need to network more. I need to work on my speaking in public. So I was like, you know what? Sure. Let's apply. Let's sign up for it. So I applied, and then they scheduled me to speak at a panel. And it was like the night before where I was just like, ugh. I was just dreading it so much. And in my head, I was just like, I don't need to go. I could totally spend my Friday like leisurely and just have lunch and do what I'm used to doing at home. But I had to like, you know, wake up a little bit earlier, drive an hour and a half all the way to the beach in LA to go to this marketing conference. I don't go to these events very often, and it feels very corporate and feels very professional, and I'm just not comfortable in that setting. And also speaking on a panel, and these other people were working for big marketing companies like Hootsuite and ad agencies. And, you know, one of the guys was the guy that did the YouTube channel for Red Bull, and you know how huge they are. And I just felt so small, and I was like, oh God, like I was just sincerely dreading it because I was scared. I didn't feel like I fit. It was just totally uncomfortable. But deep down, I knew, like, I mean, I committed. I have to go. I know it's going to be so uncomfortable, but that's the reason I have to do it. I made this decision on the premise that I'm supposed to be bolder this year. I'm supposed to go out and try new things like this. And so I took myself to the event and I did it. And during that time of dread, the night before, when I was deciding like whether I should actually show up to this event or if I should just not do it, I was really thinking that, like, should I just not show up? Like, I don't want to go. But as I was going through those dreaded feelings of being uncomfortable, I remembered something that my friend Nathaniel commented on a YouTube video. And he was talking about how instead of feeling like, oh, I have to do this, think I get to do this. Right? Instead of I have to, think I get to. So instead of feeling obligated, like, oh, I have to speak at this event, I really was like, wait, I signed up for it myself. I got myself into this mess. Like, instead of feeling obligated and dreading this, I should really be like, oh, I get to speak at this event. How lucky and blessed am I? Like, I really should be appreciative and grateful and look at it from that angle, because really it's a great opportunity. I mean, it only means good things for me. So instead of being so negative about it, really shifting your mindset instead of I have to, say, I get to, like, wow, I get to do this, because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to get to do so many things that we do in life, and everything is a beautiful experience. So that really helped me. I went to the panel, I spoke, I had fun. It wasn't as serious as I thought it would be, and I actually caught up with another old friend from USC. So I have a friend from USC who is a CEO of this like startup tech company in SF that's doing super well. He was speaking on another panel at that event. So we reconnected. We like caught up after that event. It was really nice. And I also met a ton of other people at this event. And I think just to get myself in this social experience is good for me because it helps me with my social skills. I get to network, I get to practice speaking, and also like introducing myself to all these people who don't know who I am. So it's all good. It was a good time. The day after that panel, I had a friend's wedding to attend. And this was another socially uncomfortable event that I forced myself to RSVP to. Literally, I was debating whether I should say yes or no to go to this wedding because I mean, I'm not super duper close to the groom. We were friends in college. I mean, he supported me in so many ways in my career and life. So I really love and appreciate this friend. But it's the fact that I had to go to this wedding alone because I didn't get a plus one. And I haven't seen the people who are going to go to this wedding in like 4 years, literally since we graduated. And it's kind of like a little bit awkward, right? Like, you know all these people, but you haven't talked to them in a long time, and you have to go to this wedding alone. And I just don't like to go to social events alone. I think it's uncomfortable, right? But this is another scenario where I forced myself to click yes, because I was like, yeah, it's uncomfortable. I don't know how I'm gonna deal with it, but what the heck? It could be fun, right? So I said yes, and I went to the wedding, and I realized going to the wedding, like this kind of thing, I made it all about me, where it shouldn't be all about me. It shouldn't be about my insecurities and my feeling awkward and having this uncomfortable social anxiety. It's not, I shouldn't really focus that energy on me. I should really focus that energy on my friend, the person who's getting married, and really pour my love and appreciation into that. So instead of going to a wedding alone, like, oh my God, like, who's gonna talk to me? And feeling all weird, just go to the wedding and be there to celebrate, be there to support your friend, and just be an extra person to show support and love. And I think so many times that feeling of uncomfortability is because we make it all about ourselves, when really life is not always about ourselves. We have friends and family who we should go and support and show our love to. And I think that helps. And in the end, I had a great time because I reconnected with my old dance friends and also like frat friends. And it was just a great time. And I realized that I don't always need a plus one. I can go to things by myself, and I'm not too bad at small talk. I can make it work, and I can learn to enjoy myself, not feel so awkward all the time, and just put the attention on my friends instead of myself. So although my intuition and gut was kind of telling me that I'd rather be at home instead of going to all these awkward events and putting myself in uncomfortable situations, I'm really happy that I did, because I got to see more of the world. I got an opportunity to practice like my speaking and connecting and networking with people. I got to just talk to a lot more people than I would have on a regular weekend, because normally I really just stay at home, hang out with my boyfriend, and have kind of a low-key life. But sometimes it's just really great to go out and experience the world. Like, it makes you feel more alive and more connected. And when you take risks, when you do some things that are just kind of new and uncomfortable, and it works out for you, like, it's thrilling and it's fun, and it encourages you to want to do this more and more in the future. And ultimately, like, doing things that make you feel uncomfortable are the ways that make you grow. Like I said, growth happens outside of your comfort zone. Always remember that. Just remember, if you have a choice that you have to make, take the bolder choice. Try to be a little bit bolder. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Eileen, and you just listened to The Lavender Lifestyle, the podcast on lifestyle design for millennials. Bye.